Hello and welcome to The Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode 23. In this episode of The Lawn Hustle, we want to talk about disengagement. When an employee begins the process of disengagement and how we can recognize it and re-engage that employee and save the relationship between company and employee. We've all had those employees that disengage, leave the company, maybe start their own business, go to work for a competitor. And it's most of the time just not a very good situation. So I want to try to help you to recognize when the disengagement is starting so you can catch it early on to re-engage and keep that employee. When you have an employee that has decreased productivity, a noticeable drop in their output and the quality of work that they perform. If they start cutting corners or start thinking, we don't need to do that this week, we can skip trimming here, or there's not enough grass on the sidewalk to worry about blowing it off, that is a sure sign that that employee is beginning to disengage, pulling away, starting the separation process from you and your business. When they have a lack of initiative, they no longer volunteer for new tasks or projects. When an employee has frequent absenteeism, increased sick days, unplanned leave, wanting to work a half day here, come in late here, leave early here. That is a process of disengagement. And it would be a good time for you as the business owner to open up the lines of communication with that employee to find out what is the reason for the disengagement. The disengagement is a symptom. It's rarely the root problem. Maybe they want a raise. Maybe they need to change a day or two in their schedule. And instead of asking, they start disengaging. So you need to open up the line of communication and find out what is the cause of the disengagement. When the employee has minimal participation, less involvement in team meetings or team activities, or when you're talking about the business and you're sharing the vision and you're sharing your goal, they don't involve themselves in that conversation. If an employee all of a sudden begins to develop a negative attitude, pessimism about the job, about the company, about you as an individual, when there is poor communication with their colleagues, or with the supervisor, or with you as the business owner, it is a sure sign of disengagement. When they begin to procrastinate, delaying tasks, missing deadlines, coming up short, you need to find out as quickly as possible what the reason is, because now delaying tasks, not meeting goals, missing deadlines, now that becomes an issue between the business and the client. It has moved from the business to an employee situation. Now it's involving your clients. And you're going to have to find out why there is such disengagement. Maybe you need to call them in and talk to them one-on-one. Take them for breakfast. Take them for lunch. Sit down. Open up the line of communication and try to find out what the problem is. I said disengagement is a symptom. It's rarely the problem. And if you can find out the problem, you can re-engage them. Now, re-engaging a disengaged employee requires a multifaceted approach. Understanding and addressing the root cause for their disengagement. So how can you re-engage a disengaged employee? Maintain open, transparent, and consistent communication and ensure employees feel heard and feel valued. Now, I know there is a pecking order, and we have our crew leaders, and we have our employees that's been with us for a little while, or we have new hires that are just starting out. And there is a chain of command, I understand that. But you want to make sure the crew leader, those that have been with you for a while, or a new hire, you want to make sure that they all feel valued. And if they have a concern, they feel heard. Conduct a one-on-one meeting. Gather feedback through anonymous surveys about your business, about your work schedule, your workload, provide opportunities for growth and development. Offer training programs, mentorships, clear career progression paths to show those employees there is potential for advancement. Recognize and reward when employees do a good job on a project, make a big deal out of it. Brag on them in front of everybody. Make them feel a part of the team. Make them feel appreciated. Nobody wants to feel unappreciated. I don't. You don't. Our employees don't. So make everybody feel appreciated. And say the words to them. Hey, I appreciate the job you're doing. Hey, man, you knocked it out of the park on that retaining wall project. Or, man, you killed it today on the trimming. Everything looked so good. Thank you. Let me just tell you this. The trim guy makes the difference. We can mow and lay the most beautiful stripes, but if that trim guy doesn't knock it out of the park every week, your job looks pathetic. It really doesn't do any good to have beautiful stripes with weeds growing up around the telephone pole or the stop sign or by the side of the house or the garage. The trim guy, make him feel appreciated. Let him know, hey, you're killing it. You're doing a great job. I appreciate your work. Implement a recognition program to celebrate achievements and contributions. Give them an incentive. Hey, if you stay here for a year, there's a $100 bonus. If you're here at Christmas time, there's a Christmas bonus. If you're here 5 years, there's a $200 or $300 bonus, whatever it might be. Set some incentive for them to want to be engaged with your business. Improve work and life balance. Promote flexible working arrangements. Have some flexible hours and give them adequate vacation time or time off. It's easy to get burned out. Easy for you. Easy for me. Easy for our employees. And we all need a day every now and then to clear the fog so we can come back and look at our job at a different angle with a new vision. So provide some work-life balance. If they have small children and they're going to graduate from kindergarten, or they're graduating from preschool or whatever the case might be, allow them some time to go to those graduations. be with their children, be with their family. It enhances their work life, and it enhances their family life. Foster a positive work environment. Create a culture of respect. Now, I want to say something here. And if you're a business owner, I hope you listen to me when I say this. You do not demand respect. You earn it. And you earn the employee's respect by the way you treat your employees. I had a boss one time that all he wanted to do is scream and yell and throw things. And just to put it simple, he was an idiot. And because he was the boss, we were to respect him. We were to do everything that he said he wanted done. And we had to do it in this time frame, and it had to be done on this day. And he didn't have my respect because he didn't earn my respect. Treat your employees the way you want to be treated. And when you earn respect, then you are able to lead a disengaged employee back to engagement because they respect you, they value your wisdom, they value your input into their situation. When they know you care, they will care. Let me say that again. When an employee knows you care, they will care. If you see their care and their quality and their consistency beginning to fade, they are disengaging from your business. And if you don't do something to stop the engagement, you're going to lose that employee who at one time might have been a really, really good employee. Empower your employees. Give them ownership of their work. Include them in the praise process. When a client comes out and says, "Oh, you do such a good work," I always like to say, "I couldn't do it without my team. My guys knock it out of the park. They do such a great job." It makes them feel a part of the praise process. Allow them to make some decisions. And here's a big one. To re-engage them, you need to address workload and stress. Make sure your workload is manageable and provide stress management and mental health support for them if they become overwhelmed. Strengthen the team bonds. build stronger relationships and camaraderie among employees. Have leadership development training. It creates a positive team environment. It's cliche, I know, but there is no I in team. And as the business owner, you need to regularly review and adjust, review and adjust. This is working well. This isn't working so good. So we're going to tweak this a little bit. We're going to back up here. We're going to go forward here. We're adjusting. Continuously monitor engagement levels to keep up with the employees that you have. When we do this, we create an engaging workplace where everyone feels valued, everyone is motivated, and everyone is committed to their work. Today's workforce is hard. I remember when it was easy to find employees. It's not so easy today. So you better take care of the employees that you have, or they're going to disengage and walk away. I hope these strategies to recognize disengagement and to re-engage has helped you. Follow the links in our show notes. Connect with us, like us, follow us, subscribe to us on all of our social media. Thank you for listening to The Lon Hustle. We'll see you next week for another edition. Have a blessed week.